Do you have a dark curiosity? Heart Starts Pounding, Horrors, Hauntings, and Mysteries is a weekly podcast hosted by me, Kaylin Moore. Each week, I'll take you on a dark journey through terrifying true urban legends, bizarre true crime cases, chilling tales of backwoods horror, and more. So if you're looking to join a passionate community of the darkly curious, check out Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. And remember, stay curious.
Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. We got tickets to give away. Jordan Mailata Family Foundation Launch Concert. A musical performance by Jordan Mailata. Thursday, June 11th, Stateside Live in Philadelphia. StatesideLive.com for tickets. All right, we'll hit you with a fourth clue. 2 days in a row, Hugh's Clues goes into the fourth hour
People
of the show.
People are not just thinking. I gave some awesome clues.
Here we go. Blaming everybody else.
Yeah, I do. That's how
That's what you do. All right, fourth clue coming up. First, though, Hugh, let's listen to this. So, you know, every summer the NFL and the NFL Network puts out the current top 100 players. And this is the one that's voted on by the players. Remember last year we were wondering where Jalen would come in. And he came in at number 19 last year on the list. So we'll try to guess where Jalen will come in. So this hasn't begun yet, but they're teasing it, right? The NFL Network is teasing the show because it's like an unveil over weeks and weeks and weeks. But they asked some of the players who they thought should be number one. Let's listen to some of the guys talk about who they think will come in, should come in number one as the summer goes and the list comes out. Here it is.
Number one on the list this year.
That's tough.
Number one.
The number one player in the NFL is
Josh Allen.
I'm gonna go with Pat.
Probably Miles.
I'm gonna say 10.
Number nine, Matthew Stafford.
Yeah, Iceman.
Bijan Robinson.
God willing, I would say me. Just humbly.
Meyer just did.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
JSN's probably up there.
Yeah.
CMC.
Not just because he's my locker buddy and he watched me do the list.
So there's a sampling of players there. It's all stars in the league. You know, talking about who they might vote at number one. What's funny is the guy that said Iceman. Iceman is the nickname of Caleb Williams. That's one of Caleb's nicknames, right? That was Micah Parsons, his division rival, who also plays with a pretty good quarterback in Jordan Love. And he said Caleb Williams.
Which is odd, but I kind of, you know, if I was playing and they asked me, I probably wouldn't have picked a quarterback in the division that I played.
That's what I'm thinking, yeah.
Yeah, I probably wouldn't have did that.
Well, if they asked you now, you would have picked Dak.
No, because I'm kind of like, no, Dak definitely not the best.
Andy
but I see where he's going, Micah's going with that. Because on the outside looking in, we were told how Caleb was force-fed this offense, right? And we saw the years before, Joe Johnson? What's the coach's name?
Well, Ben Johnson.
Ben Johnson got there, right?
Last year he got there, yeah.
So Ben challenged him to learn the offense. You know how hard that is to do? And then I'm assuming he's constantly throwing new concepts at him every week. And he adapted quickly. And in a short period of time, you know how hard that is to do at that position? With the new coordinator and challenging him, and he's accepting the challenge and he embraces it, that's hard to do. In my opinion, it's hard to do, you know, for a quarterback to learn on the fly like that and then get that team into the playoffs. Unfortunately, they're going to Indiana too after, you know, they finally get a quarterback after all these years.
Poor Chicago, you finally got a talented quarterback. We're leaving!
And they're going to Indiana.
It's wild.
It's crazy.
All right,
such a loser. Parsons is such a loser.
So while I agree with Hugh's thoughts that Caleb, it was impressive, his jump. He's not the number one player in pro football.
No.
Now, maybe one day he will be. I mean, he has the talent to be, but he's not yet. Hugh, I have five guesses on who, I've narrowed it down to five who I think will end up number one after last season. Here's my guesses. Hugh, you tell me if you agree or disagree. I think one of these five players will be voted the number one player in pro football right now. And we know Saquon.
Jalen.
No. We know it was Saquon last year. I think it's one of these five. I think it is one of Matthew Stafford, Josh Allen. Those are the two quarterbacks I wrote down. I thought they were the two best quarterbacks last year. Puka Nacua, Jaxon Smith-Njigba. But the guy I think is actually going to be it.
Puka be biting folks.
Well, but doesn't mean he's not a great player. He shouldn't bite anyone.
That's a separate conversation.
I think
he's a biter.
I think it's his new teammate. I think Myles Garrett's the number one player in pro football.
Myles will probably be up there.
Yeah.
Sam, would you say?
So I wrote down Garrett, Josh Allen, Matthew Stafford. Puka.
I'm about to say Sam. Matthew Stafford. That's impressive. Because you talk about a man who had Tidy back and came out there and won the MVP. Then got some more bread. They when you talk about the fact that they say, hey, go find you somebody else to dance with.
Just a year ago.
Yeah, and then he come back with Tidy back.
So you think it's going to be Stafford?
It might be Stafford. I can see Stafford or Garrett. Last year was the 22 sack year, right? Or was that year before?
No, this is the year broke the record, yeah.
Okay, well, it's probably Garrett. It's probably Garrett.
You know what kind of hit me as I wrote those names down? Three of the five guesses I had for the number one player in pro football are Rams. They're all on the same team. Yeah. Puka, Stafford, and Garrett. Yikes. All right, where do we think now? We got months until it all becomes official. But first guess, first blush guess. Where's Jalen on the list this year? He was number 19 one year ago coming off the Super Bowl. Where would you guess Jalen Hurts comes in on the list this summer? That sigh really said a lot.
I don't know, man, because he didn't have a great season.
No.
That's a fact. And, you know, this is your peers. And we're going top 100, right?
Yes. Now, let's start here. Do you think he's on the list?
Joe, probably not.
Wow.
I'm not going to lie. And this is for all y'all that are probably talking about how you hate on the quarterback. You got to understand, it's not me hating. I'm trying to channel
the players
that are playing right now.
It's their vote, yeah.
And when you talk about like being in the moment and thinking about people that are playing, you're going to normally go with the guys who've had – like everybody doesn't watch – like Kyle said today, players don't know ball. You don't watch full games. You watch SportsCenter.
And you watch the film of the team you're going to play, right?
Yeah, you watch that film and you have a familiarity with those guys. But you watch SportsCenter. And – I don't recall, like a lot of times, the way you feel about people is shaped on what you see on SportsCenter, because every time you go in the locker room, SportsCenter's on and you're watching it, whatever, and it's always talking about football. So if he's on the list, he's probably in the 90s.
My guess is I think he's going to make the list because there's like a residual from
Tua made the list.
There's a residual because last year they had him at number 19.
Well, and players don't know ball.
We're finding that out. I think he'll be in the 80s or 90s. I think he sneaks on the list.
Yeah. Well, what's everyone going to do when Drake May is way higher than him?
He'll be way higher.
But hold on. But Jalen played better in his Super Bowl than May did.
He'll be way higher.
But
May's going to be like top 15 or 20.
Did you see Jalen outdo Patrick Mahomes?
That wasn't this past year.
Oh, that's my bad.
Okay. I'm just making sure we're on the same page.
Okay.
All right. So, I'm guessing Garrett, the number one player, and I think Hurts makes it. How about Hugh Douglas? Man, this has been quite a week.
No, I'm just
benching him for Dalton.
He's on fire.
Now saying not top 100. The headlines are everywhere.
I'm about to get I'm so ashamed of you.
Oh, you are going to get angry DMs.
Disappointed.
Yeah. Angry you people comments. Angry phone calls, which
no,
I encourage.
No, I quit looking at
social media.
I quit looking.
Oh, well, you're better off for it.
Hey, I got a gold star.
Rod did seem very proud of you.
He did.
Hey, Kyle, you see me get a gold star today, right?
You did get a gold star, buddy.
You know what we should do?
Made me feel all warm and fuzzy inside. I kind of like being in that space.
You know how Ohio...
gold star, a little pat on the head.
You know how Ohio State gives out the stickers on the helmet when you make a big play?
Yeah.
We should give out gold stars to Hugh or any of us when we don't get into social media beef. Now, Hugh needs it more than me.
No, I quit. Listen, man, I quit looking. I don't even entertain. Because I know if somebody say something I don't agree with, I'm going to say something. So I just stop.
Yeah, nobody said anything.
That's my whole my whole ethos is I never see anything. So you say whatever the hell you want. All right, let's go to Cowboy Jim. What's up, Cowboy Jim?
Why I love the midday show, whether it's from a Harry Douglas or a Bald Douglas, great content is provided on a daily basis. Hey, listen, Joe. About Hugh though, do you think if Hugh was the coach of the Eagles, you know, he would have a press conference and he'd say, "Does Jalen do anything for us? Why are we paying him?" Do you think he'd say that?
I would encourage him to do that, but no, I don't know if he would actually do it. Yeah,
what are we paying for?
Yeah, it's a good one, though.
Well, okay. Well, and Hugh, if you're again back to being the coach of the Eagles, are you taking who are you taking? Taking Jalen? Are you taking Dak? Who are you taking?
What are you talking about?
you're filibustering now.
What are you talking about?
Come on, Hugh. You're on the spot. Huh?
If I what are you talking about? I'm taking Jalen.
Good one on that. Yeah. Good.
The sure was so dismissive. Like, all right, sure, buddy.
Yeah, right. Yeah. You're doing a good job of staying out of beef and trouble. I'm gonna keep that.
Just stay
keep
out.
That going.
Well, Dak will be higher on the top 100 than Jalen. So I mean, that's
true.
Yeah,
we all know that. Yeah. That's true. And it's the answer today. It's a fat bastard from San Diego.
No,
good luck,
okay,
loser.
That's it, Jim. All right,
San Diego,
we appreciate
that is crazy.
That's two shots at Aaron from the callers trying to win a prize. Two shots.
Yeah, that's crazy.
I wanted to give everyone a fourth clue because obviously we've reached the comedy aspect of the show with these answers.
Yeah. Okay. So the fourth clue is he's currently starring in a movie that's in theaters right now.
All right. Let's run through them all. So this is an actor that won an Oscar.
He won an Oscar.
Hasn't had
a good movie in a decade.
Okay.
He's played an iconic villain and was pretty bad at it. He got some pretty bad reviews for this villain.
And there's a current movie out right now that he's in.
That he's in,
okay,
yes.
There's your fourth clue for Hughes Clues as we have a pair of tickets to the Jordan Mailata Family Foundation concert next Thursday, June 11th at Stateside Live, 2 days from now. All right, let's go to Damon and Delco. What's up, Damon?
Yo, glad to know him, fellas.
Damon, what's up, pal?
Hey, not much, man. Cruising the neighborhood right now, and I ain't working. I'm on my way to my next job. But I wanted to call in and just comment briefly on my guy, Nick Sirianni, and also the Eagles offense. My comments in reference to Nick Sirianni, the press conference thing and the hot seat and all that, I agree that he should be on the hot seat, mainly because I've always said that it was his offense. And so if it was his offense all this time, and if my guy comes in this year, Sean Mannion, I'll mess the name up, Sean. Yeah, if he come in this year, and I think he's going to do something good for us, so it's going to look totally different. So it's going to save his job, but I think that, you know, he should be on the hot seat. And then the last thing I want to say to y'all, and I want y'all to really think hard about this. Our offense, right, we keep talking about A.J. Left and things of that sort. Have we ever looked at Devontae Smith, right? When he first came into the league, even when he was in college, they said he was too thin and he was this and that. He overcame all that, man.
Yep.
He got the Heisman Trophy. Then on top of that, his first rookie season with us, he killed the stats. I believe, truly, we've been holding Devontae back. I believe he's always been number one. And we've been holding him back with AJ because he was swole Batman and he already had his credits. But now it's time for my man to get his credit, and I guarantee you, he's going to be way better than AJ. Watch.
Damon, I'm with you.
I hope so.
I think there's another level to Devontae, and I think he's going to have a huge year. I'm with you on this. And I think he's ready to go. And I think, actually, this new offense is going to get him into space, and he's a great route runner. I'm with you, Damon. Devontae is going to make us all proud this year. All right, Damon, what's the answer? Huge clues. Who are we looking for?
Listen, I caught the last little bit of it. I ain't got nobody for y'all. Give me the dude, man. Oh, no, he always made good movies. The dude from England.
The dude from England? Who's it?
Henry Cavill?
The bald head guy. You know, the bald head guy who always doing all the mechanic and all that stuff like
you're
that.
You talking about Jason Statham? Jason Statham?
Yeah, Jason.
Yeah, that, them S's is kicking my head.
It's the STs, man. I'm noticing a theme.
Wait a minute. It's Jason Statham, right? Statham? It ain't that funny.
No, that's not
sustain.
That's not the answer. Either your clues.
No, I'm just saying. But he was trying to say Jason Statham.
I know.
You're laughing kind of
you,
hard.
You really? Well, because you know what? I feel bad laughing because you were trying to give him the lifeline, and now we're laughing at you.
Yeah, that was crazy.
I agree with Bryce. I was the one who asked Bryce that question about whether or not it's sustainable.
That would be what my ass said too. Don't
you Rams?
I think I owe Dave a written apology for that. That I let him. I let him just drown. I mean, the guy was taking on water.
Hey man,
you might need to send him an email.
Hey man, listen, it happens to the best
line.
See that? Like that's because you can't take yourself too serious. Enough to sustain you. Ooh, yeah, that one right there. Got it. Ooh. He's on life support.
It's like watching someone in pain.
He's not going to make it. We got a bleeder.
Oh, man. All right. Let's go to Eric, who's up on WIP. Hey, Eric.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good,
what's
Eric.
Up,
what's up?
Hello to the Spanish coal mine and Hugh. All right, I had two quick questions, if you don't mind, before we get to the Hughes clues.
Yes, yes.
I want to ask Hugh, from a someone who's been in the locker room, if the allegations about this good Gouda spa massage are true, and Jalen didn't want to get involved, was that wrong on Jalen's part not to step in at on AJ's behalf?
I don't think so.
From a locker room standpoint.
I don't think so. I don't think so, man.
But let me add to your question, Eric, because I want Hugh's opinion on this part. Is it messy if there's a lot of stories out there, but like, let's say the significant others get involved, but Jalen didn't get involved. Does that make it complicated?
If the significant, well, you would normally, like, this is just what we would do. Like my friend.
Yeah. Bring yourself
my
in. Forget the Jalen thing.
If say for instance, if my wife had beef with somebody else's wife.
Yeah.
Right?
That kind of thing.
I'm gonna say, hey, that no. I'm going to draw the line that we're not going to do that.
You're going to tell her.
Not going to tell her anything. I'm going to ask.
You're right. Okay.
I'm going to ask.
Let's calm down.
I'm going to ask because I'm not about to tell her anything.
Because you
allegedly.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? When we say like that, because I got to take that bass out of my voice because I'm thinking about like trying to tell her something.
You're scared.
I'm going to take that bass out of my voice. I'm going to ask her real nicely to leave it be. And plus, you know, my friend group, the wives never really got into messy stuff like that. Like you, but what you knew not to do, say, is be disrespectful to anybody's significant other.
Right.
And not put yourself in a position to have your wife recklessly speculate or anything like that. So, yeah, no, that wouldn't happen in our friend group. Did that answer your question, Eric?
Yes. Very succinctly. Thank you. Second question is, let's say Sean Mannion is cooking. We've got the offense cooking this year. We go deep into the playoffs. And another team wants to scoop up Mannion. But what do you think is the right call? Do we get rid of Sirianni and elevate Mannion, or do we let Mannion walk?
Now, that's the question that Joe has been presenting for the last couple months. And I think they're in the mindset. It's hard to keep doing this over and over again. But at the same time, if the Eagles keep having success doing it, then why change the formula?
Well, they have. Eric, it's a great phone call. Great questions, Hugh. But they've had success, but they've also gone peaks and valleys, right?
Yeah,
they haven't sustained the offense the way we wanted. You're right. In general, the Sirianni era this way has worked out very well, right? Like if you told me in 2021, 5 years in, they'd been to two Super Bowls, win one, I would have taken that. But it's up and down, the offense, up and down. When they're good, they're good. When they're bad, they're bad. To me, it's the best case scenario that could lead to the most awkward ending.
Mm-hmm.
Mannion hits. Mannion's great. Jalen bounces back. We're all thrilled. But then, you know, we know how this works in the NFL. If there's a new young offensive mind that people think is smart, someone's going to interview him for a head coaching job. Now, maybe, Hugh, you brought this up last week, maybe teams would say he's not quite ready and we'd be able to keep this train going for a couple years. But eventually, if Mannion's that good, he will eventually, someone will want
him. And to that point, okay, say, because I don't think if this offense goes to the Super Bowl, that's a different conversation.
Yeah.
But I don't think that Mannion is going to be offered. He's probably going to be one of the hot names that's mentioned, but I don't think he's going to be offered jobs. So say if that's the case, say Coach Sirianni has 2 years shelf life. So it's a natural transition to go to Mannion, in my opinion, because it's a chance that Sirianni gets burnt out being here, dealing with all the media and you know, the pressures of being a head coach in the NFL. He might only want to coach for a couple more years and get out of it. So that's possible.
Well, that would be an easy way out of the problem, right? Then you don't have to worry about it. Ultimately, whether that's January of 2027, whether it's 2028, if Mannion is great, I think it's going to be very hard for the Eagles to say goodbye if they find a great offensive mind and they can sustain offense at a very high level. I think that if any team is willing to make a really hard decision and do it with conviction, I think it'd be the Eagles. Jay in West Philly. What's up, Jay?
Hey, you.
Yo.
You hold the line for the slot receiver, right? But you ain't hold it for Devonta.
What are you talking about? So wait a minute. You saying AJ was the slot? You said AJ was the slot receiver.
Yeah,
how am I not holding the line for Devonta? What I didn't do? What didn't I do?
Because you said that he was the best receiver on the team like a year or two ago, right? You said he was the best receiver.
Yeah,
on
I thought
the team,
yeah,
right?
He ran the best routes. Yes.
So he best route running. So that means the quarterback know where he's gonna be at all times, right?
He should, yeah.
So he more quarterback friendly, right?
I would say yes. Yes.
Okay, so we should hold the line on that. And this slot receiver that just got traded, he was talking about he got mad because Jalen wasn't throwing the tight windows in the zone.
Mm-hmm.
You can't get open in the zone. The zone got soft spots, right?
It's supposed to, yeah.
So you're supposed to, if you're a smart receiver or a smart player, you're supposed to get in the zone and sit down, right?
You're supposed to know where the holes are in the zone, yes.
Oh, okay. So if you're getting covered, if you're in a tight window in the zone, that means you lost the step. That means you're going down, right? That means you're not as good as you used to be.
Well, I mean, I hear where you're going. Not necessarily. There might be, like Harry said, there might be a little bit of a trust factor there. There might be, like, there's some intangible.
Yeah, because Eaton.
No, what'd you say?
My fault, you.
No, you good. What you about to say?
That means because he's not getting open in the zone. How you can't separate in the zone? If you're a top five receiver and you can't find those spots, you can't separate. You're supposed to sit down and be all right. Right or wrong?
No, I hear you. Yeah, I hear you.
Okay, so in your mind, Devontae's still the best receiver on the team, right?
Devontae runs the better routes, but AJ is the more physical receiver.
Who's the better receiver, Hugh?
Well, we're comparing apples to oranges. Like if you're talking about strictly route running, and I said this, Jay, you got to give it to Devontae. Better route runner.
Yeah.
Better route
runner. Exactly, because that's what quarterbacks
depend
on.
You know what's funny? To piggyback what the Rev told me, because me and the Rev, this was really a sticking point when I said that. The Rev said, AJ does not run good routes.
NFL wide receiver, number one overall pick, borderline Hall of Famer, told you that this slot receiver, swole Batman, whatever they call him, don't run good routes.
He told me.
But he want the ball all the time.
Because he's a selfish
individual. You got all that talent on the offense, and you can't share the ball. Everything got to go through you.
But that's kind of, you know what, Jay? That's kind of how they set it up initially, though. When they had this offense running at its optimum, the ball went through AJ. Like, he was the guy, right? Because he was the more physical receiver. He was the 50-50 ball catcher.
Well, he also was better then. He was faster then. He was better.
And Smitty was the one, you know, he ran the precise routes. He made the circus catches. But when you talk about, like, when you just needed Debo, like, that was AJ.
I think, and I'll try to interject, and I actually agree with Jay. I think we get caught up on who players were and we don't recognize what they changed to be. At one point, AJ was better than Devontae in 2022, 2023. Devontae has gone past him now. As he's slowed down, Devontae's not slowing down. He's still in his prime. Devontae's a better player. So I just think that's what we get caught up in what was, and we don't recognize what is sometimes. That's my take on it.
Hugh, he loved Jalen when he was getting the 125 catches a game and all
that. Love him to death.
Six straight games.
Well, yeah.
Oh, he's doing tight windows then and all that, right?
Well,
but when he don't get the ball, when a new kid come in town to help win the championship, with Saquon, Smitty, and Goddard was balling last year, having career years. Oh, nobody's using me, but not using me. Okay, all right. You go to New England and get arthritis in your knee when it's cold up there and see what happens.
All right, Jay, what's your guess for Hugh's Clues?
Slot receiver out of here.
What's your guess?
Would you say Ahab?
What's your guess for Hughes Clues? Ahab. Captain Ahab.
Ahab.
Well, he's been on that since the Mike Trout thing. He's my white whale. Yep.
How far, Ahab? I didn't hear none of the clues today.
All right. Well, that's enough, Jay. All right. Yeah. Then.
I didn't think he was here to listen or talk to you anyway. It just sounded like it was a Hugh.
No, I know. Well, eventually, I'm in that, you know. Actually, I agreed mostly with what he's saying, so I just letting him go.
Yeah. It's not as fun of a phone call when he's not really annoying.
But it's actually one of the more coherent calls by him. Like, he made good points. Mm-hmm. Now, he didn't realize, though, he did kind of hit on something he missed, though. Even his own point he missed at the end. When he agreed that sometimes players are good, then they decline, right? Mm-hmm. Well, like maybe Jalen has also been one of those players, right? AJ's—he's fine saying AJ's not as good as he used to be, but like maybe Jalen's not as good as he used to be anymore. This happens. This is just the way it works. All right, 215-592-9494. On the other side, we'll hear from you people. Your phone calls. We have to give away the prize still. Are we still here?
Yeah,
this is 2 days in a row into the last segment of the show for Hugh's Clues.
This was the easiest one too. This was a layup.
Well, I'm not sure.
It was a layup.
No one trusts you with acting opinions. That's part of the issue.
I have the best opinions. What are you talking about?
About actors.
Everything.
Oh, get the hell out of here.
Awesome. All right. Opinions. We also have to address a few pretty questionable things we heard yesterday. Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Hey guys, it's Daxton.
And Hayden from Blondies Out Loud.
And if you've ever thought about starting a podcast or making money from one,
we use Creator Lab from Odyssey for our show, and it's honestly been so easy.
It's free hosting, and it gives you a really simple way to earn on top of whatever you're already doing.
Which, of course, we love because it just adds another stream without the extra work.
So, if you're a creator or podcast curious,
check it out at creators.odyssey.com.
Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gilly, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. My Lotta Family Foundation concert tickets to give away this segment. You got to have the right answer to Hugh's clues.
Hugh, bud.
I don't know if we've ever gone back-to-back days into 130, 140.
What's wrong?
The people are talking about need to pay attention. Clues. Again, blaming the students when the teachers...
Yeah, they need to pay attention. Mm-hmm.
All right, we got a couple of things to pay attention to. Back to your phone calls in a second. We'll have you, you people at 1:45 for those of you watching on YouTube. But can we hear a couple of questionable things that were uttered yesterday, or at least things that make it go, hmm. First, I'll start with Mike Brown, head coach of the Knicks. So the Spurs win last night. Good call by Hugh Douglas on the Spurs last night. Picked them to win. They did. Big night for Wembanyama. So we have ourselves a series now. And the Knicks, so they Knicks haven't lost a game in the playoffs in like a month, right? And then their coach, Mike Brown, goes to the podium and listen to this loser energy after the NBA Finals Game 3.
I don't think I complain much about officials or, you know, the fairness when it comes to the free throw attempts. San Antonio is a great team. It's going to lower our odds big time if we play Game 4 and in the second half they get 24 free throw attempts to our 8. And maybe we were fouling, but they fouled too.
Come on, dog. You know what's funny? I was watching basketball last night, and a football game broke out. It was
very physical.
That
yeah.
was a very, very physical yep. game. They let them play, and I know what he's talking about. There was one where Wembanyama, like he just mauled Jalen Brunson yeah. in yep. the beginning of the game, right? And they missed it. It's a couple, and then they were missing with Josh Hart when he fell down. And he kicked Buddy. He was kicking him in the knee.
There was another one. It might have been Castle who just ran through a Nick. I mean, there was
it was a lot. It was chippy. Yeah. But in a game like that, you got to let them play, and you can't complain about the whistle because there's a lot of times during the series, not necessarily this one, but in this one and in the other series, the Knicks were playing physical and they let them play.
It's the NBA Finals.
Yeah, it is what it is, man. And you know, there was a little bit of desperation.
You got this. Come on now. You got it, Hugh.
Thank you for the encouragement.
You got it.
There's some desperation. There's some desperation from the San Antonio.
There was.
Spurs.
Well, they played because they had, I mean, their season was on the line.
Yeah, their back was against the wall. Yeah. And so you got to let them play. You want to try to stretch this thing out for as long as you can.
I just like a team, like the Knicks hadn't lost a playoff game in a month. They're sweeping everyone.
So come on,
they lose one game, and I got the coach up there crying and complaining about the referees.
Come on, dog. You bounce back, dog. You bounce back. You got fired. LeBron got you kicked out of, what was it, L.A.? He's bounced around quite a bit.
Yeah, Brown.
Right now. Yeah. You bounce around, dog. You winning, man. Let it go.
I think I saw a quote. Carl Anthony Towns said it wasn't the ref. So his own players didn't even believe what the hell he was starting to spin last night. That was a joke. All right, so that was that made you go, hmm. This one also makes you go, hmm. Tom Brady, who we know is, he does a lot of things, right? He's not just a broadcaster. He's hawking Pizza Hut and all sorts of nonsense since his career ended. But this one certainly is an interesting one. So Tom Brady, Hugh, has a new company that he's launching here. It is a brand of coconut water. Can we hear Tom tell us about it?
Are you launching another celebrity seltzer brand?
No, I'm launching a brand new coconut water. It's actually really good.
Oh, what's it called?
So we called coconut farmers in Vietnam for this one, which, when you care about ingredients, it's kind of a huge deal.
No, not who you called, what's it called?
You called me!
Okay, just tell me what it's called, Tom.
When you have a product this good, it doesn't matter what it's called, okay?
Yeah, it kind of does.
Yeah, you're wrong for that.
The name of Tom Brady's new coconut water company is Good Nut. Hugh, are you going to,
nope.
You're not going to have any good nut?
I'm not. Huh?
You're not going to have any good nut?
swallow it. You
don't
need it.
I'm not drinking no coconut water called Good Nut. Not drinking.
What if it's the best coconut water on the market?
First of all,
Tom Brady's not going to have a bad.
Well, if it's as advertised, it's Good Nut.
Yeah.
I'm not drinking that. I'm not drinking that. I'm pretty sure it is.
It might be great.
I'm happy for him.
I'm looking at the different flavors here. Original, chocolate,
you need
sparkling.
Something to wash down those glizzies with.
No, I'm good.
If it meant the Eagles won the Super Bowl, would you live on the air have a glizzy and then Good Nut?
Yeah, you have to drink a Good Nut and a glizzy.
No, not drinking a Good Nut and having a glizzy.
Come on, man.
That was too complicated.
You will not take one for the team. Not a team player.
Definitely not taking one for the team.
Hold on. Right now, if I expense a case of Good Nut to the account here,
I'll try one. Yeah.
Yeah, and we bring it to the studio.
I'll log it down.
We all try a Good Nut on the air.
No, I'm not. I'm good. You can probably get that for the afternoon show when they can take them with their blue cheese or whatever. You can do that.
Whoa!
But I'm not taking that.
Well, what are you implying?
Yeah, I don't know what one has to do with the
other. Coconut drink.
I mean, come on, dog. He knew what he was implying when he didn't want to say the name. He knew that. Come on, man. Stop it, Tom. You're doing too much. You're doing too damn much. Ain't nobody drinking that, man. I wish you would put that in the locker room. Tell me, hey, it's good. You want some of this Good Nut? No.
I agree he's doing too much, but I disagree with you. This is going to fly off the shelves. People are going to be buying Good Nut all over the place.
I'm not going to buy it. That's not, no. Nah.
You don't think this company will work? Endorse Brett Brady?
It's going to be a good laugh. Well, it's going to be a part. The next time they have a roast, they're going to be talking about this. Kevin Hart's going to talk about the Good Nut. Yeah. All this other good stuff.
I don't think Tom Brady's doing any more roasts.
I think you're going way too far.
No, I'm going exactly far enough. Well, didn't leave it right there. No, I ain't drinking that.
Well, here's the thing. It's kind of like a genius marketing tactic.
No, it is, but it's crazy.
Of course,
everyone's going to talk about the name Good Nut.
If he had launched yesterday and it was just like Tom Brady's coconut water, there's no way we mention this.
Yeah.
So he just got publicity from us.
We're talking about Good Nut. We just played his ad.
He's got Hugh uncomfortable. I mean, he's definitely winning. Yeah.
No, I'm not drinking that, man. He didn't even want to say the name. He's
well, that's weird. The whole bit, right? He's not going to say the name because it's funnier if he doesn't say the name.
Yeah, that's doing too much, man. Sit down. Sit your ass down somewhere, man. That's too much. Yeah, that worried my ass today.
All right, Tom Brady, Good Nut. Let's go back to the phone lines here. Aaron in West Deptford is up on WIP. Aaron?
Hey, boy, how you guys doing?
What's good, up, Aaron. A different Aaron. I like new Aarons. What's up, Aaron?
Going to be a better Aaron.
Hugh, I have a question. Yeah. Hugh, I have a question.
Yes.
Did you see A.J. Brown's lasting remarks when he walked out of the locker room to grab his stuff?
They were talking about what he said, right?
The best ever player.
How arrogant does someone have to be to do that? People have been comparing him to T.O. I'm only 20 years old. I didn't get to witness T.O., but there's no way T.O. was ever this bad.
Well, you know what? I will say this, and I'm going to play devil's advocate, and you might not like it, Aaron, but I'm going to do it anyway because I feel like he did that for the people in the locker room that know him. You know what I mean? It doesn't play well for us right now because of what we know about the situation or what we think we know and how he left the city. But I don't think it was meant. It might be, and I might be dead ass wrong, but I feel like him going back into the building, because that's unheard of. Like, number one, Aaron, that's unheard of. Most of the time, I haven't been back to New York since they traded me. Like, I just haven't. Because, I have no business going up there. So for him to come back and hang out or go to the locker room and grab his stuff, he still has a rapport with people in the building, you know. So maybe he did it as a joke. I don't know. But I know how it plays to us because we're on the outside looking in. So, I mean, I give you that. But yeah. I don't think it was meant the way that it plays to us.
Aaron, my take is he's got some nerve to write that there. I mean, you got to be kidding me.
Exactly. And imagine week one. We're talking about week one, them versus the Seahawks. He catches a touchdown and does the fly go sly.
Now that's trolling.
Completely disrespectful.
Yeah, that's trolling. No. That would be trolling.
Yeah, this guy he's too much is what he is. Aaron, what's your guess for Hugh's Clues for a pair of tickets to the Jordan Mailata Family Foundation concert?
I think I got it. Is it Jared Leto?
It is. You nailed 100%, it.
100%, man. Jared Leto is playing in the He-Man movie Skeletor.
I just learned that last week talking to my girlfriend's little brother. He told me that. I didn't even know.
It probably was the best for him because The last couple movies he's been in, they gave him the title of movie killer.
Ooh. Tron ruined.
Yeah, that Tron. That's the one. Yeah, he killed Tron. And then, Morbius, you know, the Joker. Yuck. Yeah, he killed
Joker, Morbius,
He killed Morbius, yeah.
Aaron, great job, man. Enjoy the concert as Aaron wins there. Yeah, you know, we're workshopping Hugh's Clues for the show, and Hugh basically was like, yeah, Jared Leto stinks. And that kind of got us towards this Hugh's Clues today.
Well, yeah, we were talking about
the
He-Man movie.
Oh, He-Man.
And
yeah.
Skeletor. And there's mixed reviews when it comes to the He-Man movie, right?
You haven't seen
it? I haven't seen it, but I'm looking at some of the reviews, and most of the people, the consensus is, since Jared Leto's in it, it's probably going to be a bad movie because he's had a string of bad movies.
Is he you know how in the NBA they call some players coach killers?
Yeah, he's a movie killer.
He's a movie killer. You don't want to be labeled a movie killer.
Yeah, but he's been labeled that because, like he said, when he played in the Joker.
Yes.
And I think it was Suicide Squad. He played the Joker. People didn't like his performance in that because there was supposed to be a spinoff of him being the Joker that kind of fell through. And then the Tron movie.
So a few weeks ago, months ago, we had a debate on the show if Ryan Reynolds was an A-list actor.
Yes.
And I was against that. I'm not a Ryan Reynolds guy. What would you say Jared Leto is? What list is he?
Well, he's won an Oscar.
But you don't think he's very good.
Well, won an Oscar.
To be fair to this conversation.
Does Jared Leto sell a movie just by his name?
No.
I don't think so.
No,
but Ryan Reynolds does.
But let's not get caught up on that.
Yeah, because you were wrong.
No, I'm not wrong. I'm not wrong. The guy's not an A-list actor. He's got no range. He plays dumb smile on everything he does.
Ryan Reynolds is a bigger box office draw right now than Jared Leto.
I agree.
A-list isn't just good actor.
No, I agree.
Can you sell a movie just with your name on the
poster? He's not selling anything to me.
Leto's not.
No, but where's Leto? So I agree with you guys. Reynolds is above Leto. Hugh, what list does Leto belong? Is he B? Is he C? Is he D?
Between Hugh and Reynolds.
I would say he's an A-list actor.
No way. You think he stinks?
I don't think he's selling
Jared Leto.
No, but when I say A-list, he's not standing in line.
See, this is the problem. This is like, just like your top 11 list. You got 15 guys, like, you got 100 A-list actors.
He's won an Oscar.
You don't know what your criteria is. I mean, we're all over the
place. Trent Dilfer won a Super Bowl. I don't give a crap.
You know what's funny? I was about to say that. He's Trent Dilfer. He's Trent Dilfer of the movie scene.
Well,
we really nailed that.
You people had another comp. If we want to get to it.
Let's do it. Let's get to you people.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, you'll hear true stories that will intrigue you, inspire you, and make you laugh.
He said, is there anything in your diet that might be spiking your blood sugar? I said, sometimes I eat pizza until I'm unconscious. He said, I think that might be it.
For real stories live on stage from comedians, astronauts, accountants, farmers, and people just like you, follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.
So real quick, I might have seen the most delusional thing that I've ever seen in the You People chat.
Really?
There's a guy in there just clearly being a troll about Jalen Hurts. He's poking people, saying mean things. And there's a guy in there who is suggesting very seriously that he is an AI-generated bot from WIP. Go in there and harass them about
the implication is that we have...
We deployed this bot.
Okay. That we have the manpower to create an AI bot to send him into the YouTube chat to hate on
Hurts. He's a WIP-generated AI bot that hates on Jalen.
I don't think you guys understand what goes on behind the scenes. We don't have that power.
We're not
smart enough to do that.
Ain't nobody trying to do all that.
Just, I mean, grow up, please. Please. let's see who Joe's going to fire today.
Nick. Yeah, but I didn't fire
not
anyone.
Not fire. You just put him on the hot seat. That's the step before.
Guys, there's nothing wrong with a hot seat. No. Sometimes people need to get on the hot seat to wake up.
We put Topper on the hot seat.
Well, and that didn't work for him.
And he got fired.
Yeah. But I put him on in 2025, and he did a better job. So, again.
It happens.
Hot seats are good for people.
Also, like, it's not up to us.
No.
We're just talking.
It's my hot
just
seat.
Just guys being dudes.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Finally, an H. Douglas on this show that knows ball.
Yeah, Harry knows football now.
Yeah.
He does.
Not according to Xavier, though. We did get a pot him down to Harry Douglas.
Pot down
Harry
Douglas.
They wanted you to pot down Harry Douglas.
Our guest that we invited on the show.
They wanted to pot him down for what? They didn't want to hear what he had to say.
Because they didn't like his opinion on Jalen Hurts.
Once you start saying that there's a quarterback in the NFL that might be better than you.
You know how I know we've gotten to a point of severe insecurity on Jalen Hurts? It's not just Joe Giglio said this, shut up. It's former NFL players are saying this. Bottom down.
And they don't know ball bottom.
Bottom down, et cetera.
Jalen Hurts slander has to stop.
Yeah. I'm putting Hugh on the hot seat.
What I do? What did I do?
How would hot seat Hugh fare?
Every day. Oh, terrible.
Buckle on the pressure. Fire! Fire!
A rock under pressure.
You are, buddy. Hold the line. Well, I realize the three of you are all dorks. You are my favorite show on the station.
Well, that means a lot to us.
It's really nice thing.
I'm so happy to be a dork and be your favorite
dorks.
Show.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's all good, man. You know, Hugh holding the line is how we end up with that first caller and his alternative facts.
That's true.
Yeah.
Well, the 85% of teams that lose a Super Bowl miss the playoffs.
He just came on, made things up, and then when presented with the factual evidence that he was wrong, he's like, that's not right.
But here's the thing.
Hold the line.
It's your fault.
We have Google too. We can Google too.
Yeah.
Remember the AI guy during the playoff week last year? I forget what he was. It was about Jalen. But there was a whole guy with all his AI stats. He said he looked them up.
Right.
And then we banned AI on the show for a while.
Yeah.
Guys, you got to stop with the AI.
Well, my favorite was the guy that accidentally talked to an Alec Boehm fan page on Facebook.
And then called us while we were in New Orleans for the Super Bowl. I think that's what it was.
It's incredible.
Yeah. Or was that about Andy Reid getting sued by the NFL?
No, that was Andy Reid. Yeah, he saw on Facebook that Andy was something with... Some other.
It's like your great uncle who's seeing things on Facebook.
Yes,
and you're like, come on, man. That's
the guy who got wrapped up into a conversation with a Boehm fan page and used that as, you guys have to leave him alone.
Incredible.
He's getting sad. Yep. Tough look. Are we sure Hugh Douglas doesn't own a 2024 Andy Dalton Panthers jersey?
I'm not sure.
We did hear you on Panthers radio that day.
You mentioned the fact that the teams that the Eagles have played throughout this 8-game win streak have been to Medicaid.
Dalton was a Panther that year.
I got to tell you, becoming the biggest Dalton guy, who, by the way, today at minicamp, he's the number two again. He's the number two quarterback here. You becoming a huge Dalton guy is such a twist for the show.
It's Panthers love.
I know. You know what? I'm going to ask Rod if we can expense an Eagles Andy Dalton jersey for you. And you have to wear it.
I'm not an Andy Dalton fan. I'm just reading the tea leaves.
You are a Dalton fan.
I try to sprinkle y'all every day with this game, and y'all just don't want to soak it up. Man.
Speaking of things that happen every day, well, this hasn't happened in a while, but... I thought Bruce was cooking, and it wasn't fair for this to happen during his phone call.
He has. I think that he's gone. I mean, there's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. They're gonna move on from him.
I agree.
And Hugh, that's how it sounds every time on the air.
Yeah. Fuck. I apologize for that. It ain't happened in a while.
No.
So I mean, you know, I'm getting better.
Yep. All right. A couple more, real quick. Mm-hmm. I hear if you say Hurts' name three times in the mirror, Christian and Philly and OG Wade come show up at your house and bite you.
Well, that's why I only say his name here. I don't say it at home. No, unless the game is on, I'm not saying his name at home.
You don't want to invite them.
Do not know. That's from 10 to 2.
You say it three times, they will.
I buy that.
They'll show up.
Just there. It's like magic. I buy it.
Not Hugh,
you're going to say it?
Mm-mm.
Well, Hugh doesn't want to invite.
We sure?
Maybe who would you rather have in your home?
OG.
OG or Christy?
OG.
I'm not entertaining this.
Why? I answered the question.
It's just a very simple hypothetical.
Oh, no,
I'm not doing this.
I feel like I have a better. I could hang out with OG
like
easier.
I don't want nobody calling me.
Come on, Hugh. If you had a pick,
I will stall until you answer.
I picked. The answer's OG. I'd rather hang out with OG.
I'm not an entertainer. I'm not. You know what though? OG, my man. OG said he a barber though. He might.
I'd rather.
I was gonna say you and I don't need much.
Yeah, we gonna shape. He might can shape this beard up.
Both of them will be painfully annoying after a while, but.
Yeah.
I think I would still take
it. It's OG.
Mm-hmm. All right, one last thing. So this guy, Jared Leto, won an award that not many people think that he really earned. Has been in good movies, but hasn't really been very impressive individually.
Uh-oh.
The most recent thing he's done sucked. Why is no one crying about Jared Leto disrespect and vitriol?
It does kind of fit.
What are you talking about?
The parallels to Jalen.
Oh, is that what it is? Okay, yeah.
Well,
that was obvious that anyone paid attention.
No, but you know what's funny?
Is Jalen the Jared Leto of actors?
That's what it is. He's won an Oscar and he gets no respect.
Well,
we
kind of debated. We were wondering, did he really earn it or was it?
Yeah, that tracks.
Like, so who's the Ryan Reynolds of quarterbacks? Who's the A-list quarterback? You're like, nah, I don't know about that.
Stafford.
No, he won the MVP.
He just won MVP.
No, I'm just saying, but he's an A-list actor.
Trevor Lawrence?
Ooh.
Ryan Reynolds?
Maybe.
Like, you could sell it to me, but nah, I'm not buying it.
Like, we were sold
Trevor,
that.
Okay,
you, some people choose to buy it, some people don't.
Yeah, and people are still trying to sell it to me, like you guys. All right. I feel like we accomplished something today. We put someone on the hot seat.
Jared Leto's Jalen Hurts.
Jared Leto's Jalen Hurts. All right.
That's crazy.
Philly's going to win again tonight. Wheeler on the mound in Toronto.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we got this.
What if, I think they're facing Cease tonight. Tonight could be a good pitching matchup. Dylan Cease and Zach Wheeler. All right, you guys have a great rest of your day. We're going to hand this thing over to the afternoon show. They're up next, as always, right here on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Peace.
What's up, little psychos? I'm Investigator Slater, host of the Psychopedia podcast. Psychopedia is a true crime podcast delivering raw, real, and absolutely gripping episodes every single week. I dig deep to uncover fascinating details of heinous true crime cases while exploring criminology and psychology theories. I take you into the absolute darkest corners of the human psyche, my favorite territory, and present cases like you've never heard them before. Follow and listen to Psychopedia everywhere you get your podcasts.